on the phone line is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, to take a look at what happened last night and the expectations for the rest of the trade today. Thanks so much for being with us, Wayne. I had noticed when I was talking with the folks at the Andersons yesterday and then just broadly that it appears basis levels have begun to close on what the futures have been trading. What does that mean exactly?
It means the farmers have quit selling at these levels, Todd. Basically, some of our elevator friends are telling us the very same thing. It started about last Thursday with small elevators getting calls from all sorts of merchandisers looking for corn because farmers had quit selling it. And we saw, and this was thought to be a basis would be going down because farmers would be puking up old crop corn here that they just held on to, and it wasn't going to look good than earlier in the year. So, back 4 or 5 months ago, a lot of the commercials were selling the basis levels for this time of year, and the farmers are being very stubborn holders here, and it's hard to find corn or beans moving east of the Mississippi.
Yeah, so for the uninitiated at this point, it's a bit of a game of chicken to see who will blink first, and the farmers at this point are saying, we're not going to sell. And the buyers on the other end, based on what they see at the futures market, are having to close that price up, and they're still probably not going to get any cash sales, I would think, out of farmers. Are they still just in good enough financial condition that they're not going to move their corn?
I think most of them are, Todd. I think that some of them that aren't are looking out their back door, and if you're in parts of Indiana, parts of Illinois, your crop isn't looking very good, so you're not real anxious to sell even your old crop because you know you're not going to need near as much bin space for next year either. So, I mean, if you're in the areas of Iowa, that's why we're saying west of the Mississippi, the Iowa, the Minnesota, the Dakotas, like that, they have a good crop coming on. They're much more willing to sell their corn, but we're seeing, like I say, some very tight basis levels. And this is the time of year where a good merchandiser or farmer that maybe has some hedges on, says, okay, it's time to let it go, and with this tight basis, and that still gives them a very good return. But you have to be willing to say this is where I let stuff go, but we're not seeing that happen very much.
So this is all for the old crop. Has it had an impact on new crop basis to this point?
It has in some areas. Now, it hasn't narrowed up a lot, but some of the areas have, especially for their earlier bids, if it's for September delivery or like that, have narrowed some of those in, wanting to get some early movement going in there to sort of offset the tightness of the old crop and the shortness. You know, we really saw this last year in the beans when we were basically totally out of beans east of the Mississippi, and our early harvest was anywhere from $1 to $3 over to replenish some stocks. Now, will we be that bad this year? Probably not as bad as last year, but if the farmer does continue to hold tight here, some of the early corn and beans might get a little premium.
There are some supporting fundamental factors, I think, because as you look out, the weather forecast is beginning to change and getting a little drier?
Both the U.S. and the European models this morning are struggling with the placement of the rain. Looks that way. It looks like they've reduced the rain potential for northern Illinois, northern Indiana, northern Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin. And we're all going to see a lot less rain as they move that front south over the next 7 to 10 days. So it does look like there's some areas that could see some dryness starting up. I was talking to a couple customers this morning. They had some friends in different places that said it's getting very dry in their area, and they're starting to see a little crop deterioration. Not just the change that generally happens in August, but sort of wilting of leaves and things like that. And, it's been the humidity has been such the last few days that it's been lower humidity and lots of wind, and we've dried a lot of the soil up pretty fast.
So this becomes a problem, I suppose, in those areas that are most damaged by the wet weather to begin with, mostly because, especially if they were in saturated soils, I think, where the crop, whether it was corn or soybeans, would have been oxygen depleted and not able to put on much root growth. And now you've got drier soils, drying soils, but not enough root, I suppose, left to go down and tap what moisture might be available. And certainly if it went down not too far, it would find moisture, I would think.
Well, I think that the problem is the root depth in a lot of areas, Todd. And how much and how serious this is going to be is yet to be seen. You know, if the weather stays a little bit cooler that we sort of somewhat forecast out there too, you know, it might not be as bad as we think. But in a year of extreme stress that we've already seen, any more doesn't help anything as far as the producer's concerned.
Anything to be wary about in the marketplace that you're looking toward for the rest of the day? If not, what about next week's USDA, WASDE, and crop production reports?
Well, I think, you know, FC Stone is due out sometime today with their numbers. Those will be interesting to see what they say. You know, AgResource come out with theirs. They stuck with the 166 on the corn, very close to what the government's been doing. But I do think a lot of the forecasts are going to be looked at very closely and see if they have lowered these here or if they do stay, like AgResource, close to the government's numbers. I think that most of us are expecting somewhere down around the 163 mark on most of these rather than the 166.
Cattle futures have been strong. Do you expect they will remain so? Expansion has begun to take place in that industry.
You know, we've had pretty good prices in the meat industry. We've held the margins well at the grocery store and going on. It looks for right now that we'll probably be able to hold, especially with the cheaper corn that we've seen over the last couple of weeks. But longer term, that expansion is happening, and we do look for maybe a little setback in the beef price, you know, 3 to 6 months down the road.
Thank you so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in Newmarket, Indiana.